Tu Lemu was 7 years old when his family arrived in a refugee camp in Thailand. Before going to the camp, his family lived in a tiny village in Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, where his parents worked in the fields. In their village, they didn't have electricity or running water. Tu Lemu says they were safe, until the soldiers came.
When the Burmese came, you can't protect them, and you just have to run away. And if they catch you, they kill you, or when they get all your village, burn out your house. When the soldier, Burmese soldier came, they just have to run.
So that's what they did. Tu Lemu and his mother, father, and siblings abandoned their home and fled to a refugee camp in neighboring Thailand. Conditions in the camp were crowded, and on cold nights, it was hard to stay warm.
We just have like a four wall, so we just live in the living room and sleep there, eat there.
Tu Lemu has 5 brothers and 1 sister. His family slept on the floor of their one-room shelter together. However, life in the camp provided more opportunity. Tu Lemu was able to go to school for the first time.
Back in refugee camp, we have school. I went to school there to study some English, little, and Korean, so I can read and write in my language.
They lived in the camp for 7 years before they were able to come to the United States as refugees.
My mom was decided to come here in Colorado because my uncle was living there.
So in 2010, they boarded their first plane ever and even took 2 more to get to Colorado. Tu Lemu says getting used to life in another country and a big city with modern conveniences was challenging. His family didn't know the language or even how to turn on the stove.
My mom was scared to cook.
Tu Lemu says on his first day of school in the U.S., he only knew basic words like yes, no, and hello.
I just go like, no talking, just quiet. Just go in and eat to school, and if people talk to me, I just say no English.
After 2 years of living in the Denver area, his parents wanted a change. His father heard from fellow Corinne that there was agricultural work in western Colorado, so he moved his family to the small city of Delta. Tu Lemu was a sophomore when he started at the local high school. Myra Prieto was his ESL classroom aide.
He actually is one of my favorite people to be around. He is this really bright student who always smiles and always is happy. He just seems like the person that is going to go far in life, and he's willing to study hard, work hard to achieve that.
Prieto says Tu Lemu opened up in Delta. He joined the track and soccer team and was an honor student. Prieto also taught Tu Lemu's older brothers. She says he has more academic drive than they did.
I just see Tu Lemu had always had that higher expectation of himself to reach out more and do more.
And he's going to college this fall, to Adams State University in Alamosa, Colorado. It's a big step for Tu Lemu and his family. He'll be the first person in his family to go to college. His mother only has an elementary education, and his father didn't go to school.
I think they really value their education and the opportunities to move on.
Pastor James Connolly works with the Korean population in Delta.
The Korean students see an unlimited future because their parents have put them in a position where they can dream big dreams. They see because they have language skills now and they understand they can become doctors, or teachers, whatever they want to do.
Tu Lemu's first year of tuition and board will be free. It's covered by a federal program that helps the children of migrant families. He also received a small scholarship from a local organization that assists migrants.
I'm excited to go to study a degree, so I will study English degree.
Tu Lemu is already planning for what comes after college.
After that, when I have good English level, and I will be a teacher, and I will be a good teacher, and I will plan to go back to my country and teach others.
He says it's important that he doesn't forget where he came from and the people who still need help. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.